Morning, we continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Liloy Nishma, Sara Malka, Bas Rav Yitzchak, we're in Masechta Nazir. We're in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet, Misha Nadar Ben Nazir. What if somebody takes a neder to be a Nazir and later decides, I made a mistake, whoops, after I take the vow, I decided that the term that I used that was not correct for Naziris, and so therefore it was incorrect, and thinking that he wasn't a Nazir, he drank wine. But then he asked the Chacham, and the Chacham said, no, actually, your neder Naziris was correct, and therefore you were not supposed to drink wine. So Mona Mishash Nadar, he starts counting Naziris from the time he took the neder, and even the days he drank wine count towards his Naziris, since at the time he drank the wine, he didn't realize he was a Nazir. And that's true even though he shouldn't have been drinking the wine without asking the Shaila. But if a person knew that he was a Nazir and drank wine, he doesn't get to count the days that he drank wine and count them for it. Nishal l'chacham beitiro, what if instead he asked the Chacham and the Chacham says that you're not a Neder because the Neder you took was not correct? So Isola behema mufreshes, he had already set aside, and what if he already set aside an animal to be brought as a karban? Teitzei betira be'eder. The animal can go back and assume it was not set aside for a Kedusha, since the only reason why he set it aside for a carbon is because he thought he was a Nazir, therefore it doesn't work. So then this is the opinion over here. Samar b'sef hilal b'shamay, iya temodim b'zeh shu hektish toz, sh'teitzei v'tir b'eder. So based on the fact that everyone agrees to this rule, Basila says to b'shamay, based on yesterday's Mishayas, hey, don't you guys also agree that this is a hektish b'toz? Because, as we say, the animal should go back and graze, and it can go back that there. When a person makes a hektish based on a mistake, it doesn't work. So instead of coming back to Beis Hillel's question, Beis Shammai proves their own situation using the principle of Ma'aser Behema, where we say that every tenth animal is supposed to, that exists within a person's flock that's born in the year, every tenth one is Kodesh Lashem. Samar Lam Beis Shammai, Iyata Modim Mimishatav Akar Lachi Asir, Lasiri Chi, Ulachad Asar Asiri Shu Muktash. Let's say a person forgets his count, and he calls the ninth animal the tenth one, and the tenth animal the ninth one, the 11th one the tenth one. Everyone agrees that the ones that are incorrectly identified as the tenth are also Kadosh. So you guys are just as correct, and that proves a Hektish Betos is a Hektish. Samalim Beisilos, so Beisilos says, lo, that can't be a proof. Hashevet Kidsho, it's the stick that makes the animals? No. Huma Iluta Behine Yaches Hashevet Al Shmini Val Shneimasar. What would happen if he made a mistake and he put the stick on the eighth animal or on the 12th animal and he called it 12? Shem Asa Klum, you think he did anything? Certainly not. It's only the 9th and the 11th that can become Kadosh, not the 10th, which seems to suggest that Beis Shammai is incorrect. And the reason the 9th and the 11th are Kadosh has nothing to do with Hektish Betos. El HaKosov Shekideh Shasa Asiri, Hu Kideh Shasa Chives Achadasar. It's the same Pasuk that says that the 10th animal is Kadosh. That same Pasuk has a special dispensation that suggests that if the 9th and the 11th are also Kadosh, and made Kadosh by mistake, it is a Kadosh. It's not based on Hektish Betos, it's a unique situation. Misha Nadim and Nazir, what if a person took on a Naziris thinking that when it was finished, he would bring some animals he owned as his karbanos? V'halach l'avias b'amto matzah sh'nignevan, he went to find the animals and he found that they were stolen. Now he has to go buy new animals, and he says, I want to get out of the nether because I would never have taken the nether in the first place. So if I had to go buy new ones. So imach lo nignava b'amto nazar, if he made the nether of Naziris before his animals were stolen, hareiz a Nazir, so the person is a Nazir because something unexpected that happens afterwards is not a reason to get out of the neder. That's called Nolad. But if the neder of Naziris happened after his animals were stolen, saying no Nazir, he's not going to be a Nazir, because if he had known what had happened, he would never have taken the neder. Nacham Amadi made this mistake after the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Because the Nazir who finished their Nazirs came up to Yerushalayim to bring their karbanos, and surprise of surprises, they found that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that they couldn't bring their karbanos, and they were going to be Nazirim forever. So Amalem Nachum Amadi, Nachum Amadi says, look, Hilo Aisim Yodim Shebeis HaMikdash Charev, Aisim Nozrim, if you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, would you have taken this Naziris? So Amalem Lo, Vitir and Nachum Amadi allowed them to get out of their Naziris, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed only after they took on the Neder, which would seem to suggest that it was Nolad. Right, the ones who took the neder before are nazirim, and the ones who did not are not. In other words, the ones who took the neder naziris after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed is not a nazir, because if he had known that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't standing, he would not have made the neder. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.